And welcome to Newsmakers. For some reason, we didn't have her open there. And Brent is back.
Back. Thank you very much to Denise Nanke for substituting for me yesterday. I hope she did a fine job, but not
she was.
Such a great job that I get fired.
No, I'd never fire you.
Oh, okay. Anyway, thanks to Denise for yesterday. It's nice to be back in the studio with Brent and Dave here on Newsmakers, where we talk about local stuff. And this is, frankly, it's the only place you're going to see in the Valley where you get local talk about people and their ideas and institutions and things that are happening in business and nonprofits and development and governance, things that affect your quality of life and your pocketbook.
Which is important.
Wallet. Yeah. So anyway, today is exciting. Actually, the next couple of days, we have a couple of big developments happening in the community that we're going to talk about. If you'd like to join us, there is a call-in line. This is not Rush Limbaugh, by the way. You can get in. We're not going to put you on hold for 3 hours if you want to join us.
No.
You got a question.
Because it's a one-hour show.
503-393-1430. Today, we're going to talk about the YMCA. It's a huge project. A proposal. It's getting very exciting. You've perhaps seen it in the newspapers. But let's get to the nitty-gritty and ask the questions. We have in the studio with us today the divine Laura Morette. Welcome to the studio.
Thanks for having me.
So if you want to talk to Laura, if you've got a question about the project that we've missed, 393-1430, call in, and Hunter will be happy to hook you up and get you on the air. All right. So many things to talk about. These exciting things happening downtown. Mm-hmm. So let's start with your involvement. Let's talk about who the heck's Laura Morette. So you've been there a couple of years now.
I've been there 2 years.
And how did you get there?
So after my run for office, I was really excited about, or I should say I learned so much about all the nonprofits that are in town and what our community does. And I just knew that this was an area that I had to stay involved in. And so after meeting with the folks at the Y, I was previously on the board of directors for them.
Oh.
And I 100% support their community involvement. And I said, this is something I want to be a part of. So I was offered the position as the development director, which basically means helping them raise money.
Development director. I love that phrase.
Yes. Yeah, right.
Right.
Like, development means my job is to call people up and ask them for money or to write grants or to go out and seek pots of money.
Sure.
Right? I mean, we're going to get into that. I want to back up a few seconds. You did run for office and state representative for people who are not familiar with you. Right?
Correct.
You and your husband own a small business in town or in
the
area?
I ran for House District 20, which is South Salem, West Salem, Independence, and Monmouth.
Well, don't tell anybody, but I did vote for you.
Oh, thank you.
I
appreciate that.
I did live in the district.
We did have a few people voting, and it was an amazing experience. And I honestly recommend everybody should try to run for some office at one point so that they can see the time commitment, and they learn so much about their community when they do that. So.
Yeah, it is incredible. So thank you for that. Thank
Absolutely.
You for going out and doing that and how much more you learned about the community. And you were on the board of the Y.
Correct.
And so this development director role came up. So you've been there a couple of years.
Yeah.
All right, so now we're going to build the community. The Y is going to build an all-new facility, right?
Yeah, correct.
How exciting is that?
Yeah.
I mean, and not just like, oh, it's a new building, but really fabulous building.
It's long overdue. If you have lived in the Salem area for, well, it's been there 125 years, so we've been there a long time. Literally, by the grace of God, that building is still standing. I mean, we have buckets in the halls. We have that building has just... we had a fire just recently a couple months ago, and it is time for that building to be given a new face.
Okay.
And about 2016, Senator Courtney, who has been a longtime member, matter of fact, his love for the Y started in 1969 when he was going to law school here at Willamette University, and he lives in one of the apartments that we still have there. We still house I think there's 16 single apartments that are there that people still live in, and Senator Courtney lived in one of those apartments.
Wow.
And he just saw that the wise message, and it is to this day, that nobody gets turned away, with whether it be membership, whether it be camps, whatever it is, you come into the Y, we will serve you.
That is
and
cool.
So his heart just grew for the Y, and he was walking outside the building one time and said to one of our board members, when is this building going to get rebuilt? And we had just left the meeting saying that we need to start working on this. And a couple months later, he's at the legislation and he got is $12 million from Oregon lottery funds. And so people are really glad to hear that those funds are going to back into the community. Yeah. They really are. And so
it
we
does
got,
good things.
It does really good things. We got $12 million from the Oregon Lottery Fund. And so that started the process of fundraising to complete our goal.
How much do you need?
22.5. We originally started out with a 26.5 million goal. And we had the building drawn, and we went to the community, and we found out that that was a little more than what the community needed at the time. So we did due diligence, held some meetings, talked with the community more, and found out that this, what we have landed on right now, it's a 55,000 square foot building, is going to be exactly what the community wants and needs.
Awesome.
Okay, how compare that to the size of square feet you have now.
Well, that's kind of an unfair.
Usable.
That's an unfair comparison because we have 120,000 square feet now. But if you've ever been to the Y, I would say 40,000 square foot of that is hallways leading to another hallway to another hallway. What is that mansion that those rooms mm-hmm. just kept going?
And, yeah, right.
Right, that never stopped building. That's what our Y is like now. So there's so much space that is unused. The pool currently, if you've been in there, is in the basement. So we're really excited with this new drawing. The pool is going to be street level. You'll be able to walk by. You'll see the beautiful pool. No more going down in the basement.
It actually gets sunlight then.
It gets sunlight.
Nice.
Exactly, right?
Yeah.
The sunlight that we do get here in Oregon. And so you can go to our website. It's www.theyonline.org. And there are some pictures there. We're working on a 3D rendering so that you'll be able to visually walk through it. And so the community will be able to see what's going to be built. In the same location.
Okay, same footprint?
Same footprint, exact same location where we're at.
How many floors?
Two stories with a rooftop that if you've ever seen where we're located, we're kitty corner from the state capitol. Mm-hmm. So the view from that second floor is just going to be amazing. Our goal is to be able to access, to be able to use that rooftop to hold events, depending on how much money that we can raise. If there's a donor out there that would like to have a naming right for those rooftops.
Yeah, just tell Nike you want a track up there and they'll do it.
Well, our track is going to be up there.
Okay.
And so it is going to be exposed to the outdoors. We would love to be able to enclose that. We would love, like I said, to have a meetings room up there, but we just have to see what the community can support and what our local Nike, right?
Mm-hmm.
Local corporations
mm-hmm.
can come in because we are right across the street from the state capitol.
Well, already I want to plan some sort of demonstration with banners and stuff because the legislators can look out their window and see people demonstrating across the way.
Exactly.
You just see them all pull their blinds down.
Get up the banners and the signs.
Yeah,
and
right.
We'll all be on top of the building instead of walking in front of the steps of the capitol. So they can
see. Yeah, so we have just prime real estate right there for the city, you know, for our state legislators, for people visiting our state, it's really, really good exposure. So,
all right. So you said the building is over 100 years old, right?
Yes.
Y's owned it the whole time?
Yes.
Wow.
That's impressive.
So it was built for that purpose.
Yeah, it was. And then there was an addition that was added on, and I may be in the 50s, 56. Sorry, I'm not real specific on the year, but there was an addition that was added on. So it's time.
Wow. Yeah. All right. So we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're talking to Laura Moret about the YMCA in downtown Salem and a $22.5 million upgrade and what it's going to mean to the block, what it's going to mean to services, people that use it, and all of that in the community. So stick with us. You're listening to Newsmakers on 1430 KYKN. Salem's listening.
This is Lynn Benton Tractor's Newsmakers with Brent and Dave, presented by Les Schwab Tires and sponsored in part by Furbish, a salvage place, and Kennedy Tax Solutions. Now, let's go back to the Capital Auto Group studios on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This segment of Newsmakers proudly brought to you by Sylvan Learning Center.
And welcome back to Newsmakers. This is Brent DeHart with Dave Bourne and our guest in studio, Laura Moret. And she's with the YMCA, and she's the development director. And we were hoping to have Sam Carroll. He's the CEO of the Y, Salem YMCA, or YMCA of Marion and Polk County.
Yep.
And but we're going to make do with Laura today.
Well, thank you.
He got called away. He had actually real life. Yeah.
She's special.
I know. She's fantastic. She can do. All right. One of the things I want to back up and do, because we're going to talk about the new facility and how incredible that's going to look and the services are going to be in there and what people can be able to do there. Let's explain what the Y is. Because the YMCA, it's a national organization.
Correct.
And then it has local chapters and local governance.
We
tell us a little
governance.
Bit about
we
the
have
governance.
We have a board of directors that mm-hmm. basically decide what we do. It's all local here. We have an amazing board. You can go online. You can see who serves on our board if you'd like. And we do have a national chapter that, and Sam, this is why Sam Carroll should be here, because I'm speaking for something that he's the expert in. But everything that we do is we can decide here locally. For an example, a great example is this. Recently, we hosted greeters, the Salem Chamber. Mm-hmm. We hosted greeters, and one of the gals had stood up and mentioned what a nostalgic feeling she was having in our gym. And then she shared her story of how she grew up in the foster system and how every day she used to come and walk around our gym. And it was one of the safest places that she has experienced at that time as a child, and it just brought back so many good memories for her. And she just stood up and shared her experience. Well, Sam and myself and Casey, our membership director, looked at each other, and we decided that we want to offer free family memberships to every foster family that is in Marion and Polk County.
Wow.
So we got a hold of Fair Boards at DHS, and we spoke with them about it and said, this is something we want to do. And we put the word out, and I believe we have 60 foster families currently with membership, which means exactly that, completely free memberships, no strings attached. That means our kids can play the sports programs that we offer, and it's for the entire family. And so with that, Sam Carroll has been traveling around to the other YMCs that are in our state, in Eugene and up in Vancouver, and encouraging them as well. This is something that you need to look at, is providing these foster families free membership and helping our community. And we're hoping that our national YMCA will take a look at it and say, this is something we want to offer nationally.
Yeah, very cool. So you've got the local governance making those decisions about what you can do. And where does money come to operate the Y?
Well, it's memberships.
Okay.
And also fundraising. We have a couple things we do. Our camps that we offered, our overnight camps at Camp Silver Creek Falls, which this year, again, got another hit because of the fires that we had, right? So that was a big hit for us, but that brings in income, our memberships, and generous donations from the community.
It is amazing what happens in the community that does not happen without systematic donors.
It is.
You know, we United Gospel Mission, we had them in with Dan Clem and Mike Roberson a while back, and I heard him speak again last night, and how many donations they, and they've been doing it for 65 years in their case, you know, and over 100 for the YMCA. Yeah. So that is amazing.
It's amazing, especially when you look at the YMCA just last year was able to give away over $700,000 in, I don't want to say subsidies because it's not, but it's in services. Mm-hmm. So like if your child wants to come to camp and you have four kids, and that's really expensive to do, we don't say, well, this is what our diagram says you should pay. We say, what can you pay? Mm-hmm. And they sit down and say, this is what we can pay. Then we said, then you're coming to camp. And we do that with our camps. We do that with our membership. We do that with everything. And so we were able to give away over $700,000 in those services because of the generous contributions from our community, because of the memberships, what people can afford memberships. That money goes into it, and our camps. And
all right, we're talking to Laura Moret from the YMCA and the development director. Right now, there's a listener that says, I've never been inside the building. Tell them what happens in the building.
Oh, my goodness. Well, first off, we honestly have the most amazing staff. We really do. So Young Men Christian Association is Young Men's Christian Association. And a big thing of what we're trying to do is put that C back in the YMCA, which means loving and serving all, regardless. You will walk into the YMCA and you will have Democrat Senator Peter Courtney working out right next to retired House Representative Vicky Berger, right? Kate Brown comes down and plays pickleball. It is the biggest diverse group of people in that YMCA. We have everything from swim lessons to pickleball, the newest thing, men's basketball at noon. If you've ever want to see a site, go down to the men's basketball, watch that gym. It's pretty amazing. We have Live Strong programs for cancer survivors, which are free. We have pedaling for Parkinson's, yoga, fitness classes, anything you want is there. I remember being dropped off as a child. Me and my sister, my mom would drop us off, and we would roam those halls for hours, and we would just play there. And it's, if you really want a good experience on what it's like, come about 5 o'clock in the afternoon when families are there, moms are dropping their daughters off for dance or swimming, and the boys are doing, you know, basketball or pickleball, and the dad's working on the weights, the babies are learning how to swim. It is a magical, magical place to come, especially around 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Sounds like a great place to have a family membership.
Without question.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's something for everyone.
Holy cow. Yeah. That is a lot of things. All right. So let's talk a little bit about when the new facility gets built.
Sure.
It's going to be obviously a period of time of construction and what have you, and it's going to be displacement. What are we going to gain, and what might we lose? Are we still going to have all the same programs and the same opportunities and activities?
No, a few things will be gone.
Okay.
But let me back up a little bit. We're looking to break ground September of this year. 2019 is when we're looking at breaking ground.
Right around the corner.
Right around the corner. So we are working with some other great nonprofits. The Croc Center has just been amazing. They've stepped up to help with the pool facilities and some of our programs that we're able to partner with the Croc Center. Mm-hmm. We're not quite sure where we're going to locate some of our other services. That's still in the mix. So if people are listening and they want to know, you can always check the website, or you can always call and check with us. We will update everybody as soon as we know. Some of the programs, unfortunately, we will not have racquetball.
What?
I know.
How could you say that?
I know.
We were just congratulating the Sprague High School.
You're right.
National championship.
I know. Uh-huh. I know. So that's something that we will no longer have. We will have pickleball. You know, and that's another great thing about our community. The courthouse does have racquetball, right? We offer things that the courthouse doesn't have. The courthouse has things that we don't have. So there are other community areas that they can get picked up in. So.
Okay. We'll try to live with that.
Thank you. Thank you. We will have one pool instead of two.
Okay.
One of the things that we also do is we have the only warm water therapy pool in Salem that's really open to the public. There's some at the hospital and other areas, but it's really the only one open to the public. And so every Wednesday, a busload of children that are bound in their wheelchairs get bused over to the YMCA. They get taken down to our pool, and for 1 hour of their day, they get to get out of their wheelchairs, and they get to play like normal kids do. Wow. And so this was something that we knew that we have to keep. So we still are going to have our warm water therapy pool. I'm at the Y. There's still going to be the gym. There'll be the track outside. We will also have what we're calling a community living room. We're hoping to have a coffee shop down below. We know we can talk about the Ike Box in a little bit about what they're doing. We're hoping that maybe they still want to be able to partner with us and run a little coffee shop down there so that we know the importance of fellowship and relationships. And the YMCA is more than just a gym and swim. We have a gym and we have a pool, but we are way more than that. We are about building community and relationships. And so it's important that we have an area that's street level, again, right across from the Capitol, if I haven't mentioned that, that people can come and sit and visit and pour into each other and encourage one another. And so that's something that's going to be new that we have, and we're really excited about that.
So step one in September is take the building down and stage it, the construction, and how long until we're cutting a ribbon?
We're looking about 18 months, 2021.
Wow. Yep. And your contractor has been picked?
CD Redding is our contractor. CB2 has just done an amazing job. If you've ever built a home, you know the process of, okay, going back again. Now we need to add this. Now we need to take this away. And so CB2 has just done a phenomenal job of walking alongside of us when we had to downsize from our 26.5 building to where we're at now. And we just have some amazing local talent that we've been fortunate to work with.
It is. And if you're not familiar with CB2, those are great guys down there, guys and gals, and great leadership. Garth Branda, of course. Yeah. And I think the B in the CB2.
Yes.
little known fact, yeah, his kid was a pretty good baseball player. I coached his kid in an all-star game.
Really?
Yeah, he saved the day one day.
Wow.
Yeah, in one game. It was remarkable. I'm sure he's an adult now, but, you know, great leadership and commitment to the community.
Yes.
CB2 Architects, and also Corey Redding.
Redding.
Cheers to Corey Redding. He's built so many things in town, churches and office buildings and medical buildings, and does great work. And
to have them both working together, they really do have a good vision of what they want the downtown to look like, because they are so plugged in with all the different buildings that have been, that are currently being built. So their vision for what Salem's going to look like, it's amazing. And so we are so fortunate. Lots of good contractors that are in town that we could have went with, but C.D. Redding did some courthouses and had some experience with pools.
That is great. Local people. Money stays local. Goes around in circles. Love it. All right. So where was my question? I loved it when you said we're more than a gym and swim.
Yeah.
And a little bit of history. And people hopefully are getting an idea today with your story about the kids in wheelchairs coming for warm water, the story about the camps that people have an opportunity to go out to, and all four of their kids, and if they can't afford it, then they get subsidized or they get sponsored or what have you. Those are the kinds of stories that are amazing, and people start to see the value in their community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll never really forget a rafting trip that I took with the YMCA when I was 16.
Yeah.
Phenomenal. Made a friend for life after that.
Yeah. It is. We're really all about relationships. And another program that the YMCA has is, it's called Court Care. And so since we are also right across the street from the Marion County Courthouse, so a lot of times when families have to go to appear for court for domestic relations, you don't want your children to have to be there to listen to what their adults have to talk about. So they are able to bring them across the street to the YMCA, and we will watch their kids and play with their kids and love on their kids and keep them safe and in a good environment so the parents can go across the courthouse and deal with adult issues. And so that's another program that the Y has. That there's so many that we do.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and we're talking a little bit about the whole block and the timeline construction and what's going to happen to the Ike box, in case you missed the article in the Salem Reporter just yesterday. So stick with us. We've got Laura Moret here from the YMCA. You're listening to Newsmakers with Brent and Dave on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
Lynn Benton Tractor's Newsmakers, presented by Les Schwab Tires, continues in the Capital Auto Group studios. Here's Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This segment of Newsmakers, proudly brought to you by Color Tile of Salem.
Welcome back to Newsmakers. This is Brent DeHart after a day off, and thanks again to Denise Nanke for filling in yesterday. I know. It's not going to be the last one. I got a lot of community things myself I need to be involved in, so that way I have more things to come and report to you here on Newsmakers.
Well, okay, that's good stuff.
Thank you, Dave.
Yeah.
And today and tomorrow, two huge developments are happening in Salem, downtown. Today we're talking about the YMCA and its rebuild. You know, we all love old buildings as much as the next person, but when they have reached the end of their functional life, is a nice way to put it.
125 years, is that what you said?
I think we got the best years out of it.
Yeah, I think it's done.
And then tomorrow, tomorrow we're going to have a Rotary representative here to talk about the new amphitheater.
Ooh.
Great.
So we'll talk about how that's going, what that's going to look like, and their fundraising and their vision and all that stuff.
Salem's a fun town, isn't it?
But for now, Laura Moret.
Yes.
Yeah, let's get to tell us a little bit more about the YMCA project and the whole block. So let's talk a little bit about the news. Salem Reporter is a partner with KYKN, actually, in our news feed. Had an article just yesterday about the Ike Box building moving.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But the YMCA owns the property.
We do.
You own the building.
We do. Correct. So for the last 15 years, Mark and Tiffany have rented that space from us, and we've just been so blessed to be able to have them on our property, and to see what they've done with the Ike Box is just phenomenal. But the building is old, and the building actually has to be gone for our new build. We're going to be putting housing there, which is a completely separate unit than our gym, but it'll be going down at the same time. So we had to figure out what we're going to do with that building. And what we can do is we offered to give the building to Mark and Tiffany. And so we are really excited for them because based on the article yesterday, they are looking at a piece of property that hopefully that'll open up for them. And they will be able to physically move that funeral home to their new location.
No.
That would be right? Interesting.
That's interesting.
Whole new definition of wide load.
Exactly.
Going down the road. Holy cow.
Yeah. We're definitely going to have a community event to watch that happen. But we're hoping that'll work out for them. And so it's a win-win for both of us. So we were able to just gift them that building that we know it's their heart and it's really the community's heart. We understand that.
So put some odds on it, Laura. What are the odds that that's going to work out and the building's going to survive and move?
Oh, I would never do that.
No. I tried.
I'm not a betting gal, a gambling gal. Let's just say that.
Well, in a perfect world, then this building survives, yeah, and its legacy survives, and Ike Box's legacy survives in the same building, a different location.
Right.
And then, all right, so you kind of skirted it, but this is housing is planned for that after the construction of the new YMCA,
correct,
right? Because you'll need the staging area and the space to work. Is that a completely separate project that's not part of the 22
million? It is a completely separate project that's separate from our fundraising right now.
Okay, and what kind of housing is it going to be?
It's going to be, what do they call it? Oh my gosh, I'm drawing a blank right now.
Workforce housing, luxury housing,
they're saying affordable housing
okay,
is what they're calling it. And they're calling them micro units. That's the word I'm searching for. It's micro units. And so we're looking at kind of what the Y originally was, right? You can, if the YMCA started with you need a room and a shower, you come to the YMCA. And so we're not looking at building units to house entire families. It's just to help somebody get on their feet, get back that as an affordable price that's respectable. Mm-hmm. We've been working with a developer up in Portland that is very familiar with doing these. And so we're doing our due diligence. Again, we got a lot of balls in the air going up right now, but that half block of Salem right now is just going to be transformed. And we're hoping that the Ike Box, like I said, will be able to move close to where we are. We'd love to have them still right in our neighborhood. And however we can help them, we're there for them.
Yeah, and there's actually, culturally, a lot of people are eschewing the whole, I need a lot of living space.
Right.
I need a lot of stuff. And people like the micro units in terms of, hey, I'm going to be less impact. I'm going to have less impact in the earth, and I'm going to live a simple life.
Yep.
I remember it wasn't that long ago. So we were seeing articles about people trying to live with 100 belongings. Have you seen that?
No.
It was like a challenge. They would not own more than 100 things. And anyway, there's some generational things there where people are saying, you know, we don't need anchor of owning real estate and a home and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, and the micro living was very attractive. And the cost of it is so much more affordable.
And, you know, to go back to my survivor days, right, I really learned that you really don't need to, you don't have to have a lot to survive. I mean, right, you just have a roof over your head, have some food, have the people you love around you, and you'll be just fine. So I think I could live with just 100 things.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I could.
At least for a period of time.
Yeah.
Then we start counting them, you know. My wife has 100 shoes. So, I mean,
you're in trouble already.
Yeah, mine would probably be just 100 shoes.
That would be all awkward, wouldn't it?
Well, it might be.
Well, so the the housing was going to be owned and managed by the Y.
Those details we haven't decided yet.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, we're not a property management company, so we'll probably look at partnering with somebody that does do that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's definitely, we know a need. There definitely is a need for housing in our area, and that's something that we thought about what we could do there, and we thought this is another way that we can serve the community with affordable housing.
I love that you're here. Talking about the Y today because I bet a lot of people don't know what the YMCA is. Historically,
mm-hmm.
That it is Young Men's Christian Association, or was.
Yes.
I actually got told.
Still
one,
is.
I got sworn. Somebody told me at one time they were taking that out. They were taking that out of the official name, that it was not Young Men's Christian Association, or I don't know.
Nope.
So, and all they know is the song.
Exactly.
Right?
Right?
You know the song.
You know the song, you know what it means.
Yep, you do.
Anyway, all right, so Ike Box is going to be moving. Obviously, there's going to be a timeline for them. Right?
Correct.
To move that building?
To move the building,
so they're
going to
be in a crunch. Yep. And then you'll be staging, you're taking it down 18 months. And then housing will go up. Any housing on the footprint of the 55,000 square feet?
No.
Okay, so you get rid of that element.
It's just going to be a complete gym.
So where the modern Peter Courtney's going to stay then?
Well, they'll stay in our housing once we have it built.
How about parking? Are you building a parking structure of any kind?
Well, that's one of the things we're working with the city right now. That's a great question because that's starting to be a hot topic around our city is with the parking.
Yeah, because I drive.
You drive. And a lot of people in Salem do drive, right?
Right?
We don't use the public transit as much as Portland areas do.
Correct.
And so since they are micro units, we are working with the city at potentially having fewer parking spaces because we're not thinking that they're going to need them. We are right next to the bus station. And so we're hoping that the city will give us some type of lenience or some type of waivers because there are requirements when you build how many parking spaces that you have to have. But since these are micro units that are right next door to the bus station, we're going to see what we can do. There will be parking, though, especially for our gym.
Sure.
And for the people that, that do live there. But those are all questions that we're still trying to figure out. Working with the city has been really actually good. They've been very helpful. They've had a lot of good ideas for us, and they want to see this happen as well. So we've got a lot of momentum behind us with Senator Peter Courtney.
We have to give kudos to the city council?
Well,
let's just say the staff.
The city manager, we've worked with him.
Not that we don't like the city council or the city itself. We like Salem a lot. It's just some ideas of the city council. That's what we don't like.
Are you still stewing about the plastic straw ban potential?
Yeah, they're going to force me to carry one, my own.
You know what I did at the during the holidays? They had the craft fair at Jackman Lawn Building, and it was part of the Saturday Market organization. Anyway, I bought glass and it's not glass; it's some sort of hard plastic straws.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
And they were formed, and there was a craftsman. They were very very cool. You can again even break them. And I thought, this is going to come. My wife will not drink a soda unless there's a straw, right?
Right. She's not going to like the paper
one. That was in
her
stocking. It was just like, we may come a day where we can't get a plastic straw, so I'm going out and
well, and it's kind of silly to get off the subject of the why, if I could just step into this lane for just a second. What about the people that are handicapped, that are in wheelchairs, that can't use their hands to do things, that they have to rely on a straw to drink?
Right.
I mean, there's people with limited disabilities that it's going to affect them.
Exactly.
And so
15 minutes is going to be a puddle on your soda.
Absolutely. So how are we making this comfortable for them?
They're not.
They can mail order them from Canada, right?
Right.
All right.
Okay, back
to the
in our lane.
We're talking to Laura Moret. She's the development director of the YMCA. I am going to cycle back around because you do want to develop funds and how people can do that. Membership money clearly is not going to cover all the costs of the operation. How is membership at the Y? And are there new membership goals? And is there a person in the organization who's in charge of achieving those goals?
Well, there is. And so it's kind of like the Kevin Costner movie, right? Field of Dreams, build it and they will come. Uh-huh. We're at that point now where people know that the gym is going to be taken down. And so there's lots of questions. What about my membership? And those are things that you can call. We have an amazing membership director. Casey Kintz is her name. Call and talk with her anytime. We still want to encourage people to still become members. Like I said, we've partnered with the Croc Center. There's other places that we're looking in the community that we can partner with. Membership is not the only way you can give. Mm-hmm. When you talked about the development directing and fundraising, we have a generous matching gift from the Epping Foundation.
Oh, wow.
And so they have $500,000 that they're ready to write a check for. If we just have to raise $1.5 million, and so they'll give us $500,000. So that's the way that community can step up right now. It's almost their donation will be doubled. And so if my math is right, sorry, maybe not, but
not quite.
Not quite, but
close.
So
maybe a quarter.
It'll be quarter. So that's a way that they can give. They can donate online. We are having a couple events that we can maybe talk about in the next segment about upcoming events when people can give and attend. That's coming up for the YMCA. So,
well, we saw in the newspaper not long ago that you did secure some financing, right? So we're going to talk right after the break about the final steps. So making sure that all the money's lined up. And I know you've already got the green light to go, but let's see how much further we need from the community. We're talking with Laura Moret from the YMCA. She's the development director. Stay tuned. We got one more segment here on Newsmakers on 1430. KYKN Salem is listening.
This is Lynn Benton Tractors Newsmakers with Brent and Dave, presented by Les Schwab Tires and sponsored in part by Furbish, a salvage place, and Kennedy Tax Solutions. Now, let's go back to the Capital Auto Group studios on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
And welcome back to Newsmakers. Brent DeHart here with Dave Bourne and our guest, Laura Moret, the Divine Development Director of the YMCA. Great things talking about redevelopment in a whole half block of downtown today, Riverfront Park tomorrow.
Yeah.
And we're going to have a surprise guest on Friday with another business investment in town. So great stuff in Salem. So let's talk to the nitty gritty, because everyone wants to know, hey, if the vision looks great, they can go to the website and see what you're going to build,
yep.
right?
Yeah.
So that is YMCA Online.
It's
what is it?
So it's theyonline.org.
theyonline.org. And they can see the vision and
yes.
grab a hold.
It is happening. I think a lot of people had doubts whether it was going to happen or not, but we got a generous loan. A bridge loan is what it is, from Dick Faith, from the Faith Foundation. And so this gym is happening.
Could he loan me some money to build a bridge?
Right?
Oh,
I think you probably can.
Different.
We would need that.
Okay. So a bridge loan. So to have the $22.5 million, obviously you got $12 million from lottery mm-hmm. funds, thanks to Senator Courtney, and the donations, and you're still
donations,
raising money,
yes.
right?
Yep.
And some also private financing, bank financing?
No, we're not going to need it. Our goal,
Because
of the bridge loan.
Wow.
Our goal is that the community now steps up, and so that we won't even need that bridge loan. So that we can use the $12 million from Oregon Lottery and the community keeps giving, and that we won't even have to dip into that $7 million fund, that the community will step up and donate. And so we will have a debt-free YMCA. That's what our goal is. I mean, God tells us to be good stewards with our money. Mm-hmm. And so we're praying that he gets us to that point, and I know that our community can do it. So.
Wow, that's a lot. There's so many things happening in the community. And, you know, people think of Salem as being a government town, and the average household income is a little moderated because of that,
mm-hmm.
Because there's a government salary that goes along with it and this and that. But there are people with discretionary funds in town,
mm-hmm.
and they're generous people in the business community, in the development community, people who have careers as professionals that ran their own businesses as professionals. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we look at what's going on with the Y, and that's a big ask. And the United Gospel Mission, and we had the SCEF Foundation new building mm-hmm. downtown, and the big lift there, and the amphitheater, and so on and so forth.
It's a big investment into the future, basically.
But hopefully everybody is seeing an incredible vision of Salem in its future, yeah. that half block with people, mm-hmm. more people living downtown of different income levels, more things open, more things to do, more activities, more healthful places to go, and safe places like the Y.
And I want people to know, too, that every bit counts. I mean, when I talk to people, I said, you can do a 3-year pledge. I mean, can you do $100 a month for 3 years? I mean, and you think, well, that's not a lot. You're right. It's maybe it's a lot to you. Maybe it's not a lot to others, but every single bit counts. And it's more of a matter. This is the YMCA is for our community. It's for our entire community. And when you invest in something, you feel a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter how much you can give, right? If all you can give is $25 a month, we gladly, and we are blessed to have you give $25 a month. If you can give $25,000 a month, of course we'll want that. But people, in order to feel involved, they know that they have to have, you know, sweat in the game, right?
Right.
So don't feel intimidated because you can't come in and write this big Mac Daddy check for six figures,
mm-hmm.
right? Every single amount that you give helps.
Yeah.
And so we have a couple events that are going to be coming up here.
Oh, do tell.
And so the first one that we have is our annual Good Friday prayer breakfast. It is on April 19th. It's Friday. The doors open at 7:30 a.m. at the Salem Convention Center. The program begins promptly at 8, and you will be out of there, I promise you, by 9 o'clock in the morning so that you can go finish your day.
Mm.
The amazing thing about this prayer breakfast is it is 100% completely free with absolutely no ask at all.
Hmm.
It is put on by the YMCA through a generous donation through Mountain West Investments and some other local businesses that there will be stepping up. And it is the YMCA's way of just unconditionally loving our community. That's it. There's no ask. It's open to everybody. This year's, though, seating is limited. We only have 500 spots, so please go online to our website, www.theyonline.org, and reserve your seat because it's limited this year. A free breakfast, and our guest keynote speaker is the amazing three-time national champion baseball coach, Pat Casey.
Oh, wow. One of my favorites.
I know Pat.
Yes.
I heard him speak a month ago or so at a Boy Scout event.
Yes.
And however long he spoke, it wasn't long enough.
It wasn't. Right? And he has a strong faith. And it's the Good Friday, so it's unabashedly, this is what it's about. It's about giving hope to the community. That's April 19th.
Okay.
Another date I would like to share with you is May 30th. That is our annual luncheon. This is one of our fundraisers that we have to raise money. And it's May 30th at 11 o'clock. At noon. Why did I say 11 o'clock? At the Mission Mill.
You were thinking we could go.
I was doing what I can. It's at the Mission Mill, Willamette Heritage Center. Again, there will be more information on our website, but please save the date for May 30th, our annual For a Better Us luncheon. And there you'll learn more about what the YMCA does. You'll hear stories about families that are affected and families that are blessed by what we're able to do.
Awesome.
And another one is our golf tournament. We put on our YMCA alumni puts on a golf tournament. It is the Monday after Father's Day, so it's June 17th at the Salem Golf Course. And again, more information will be online. But if you just mark those dates down, April 19th, May 30th, and June 17th, those are dates that you can learn more about the Y, see what we do, and we would love to have you there.
Do you think we could golf?
I was just going to ask you for the day
I'm
off.
Horrible.
I have to be off on the June 17th because
I'm
going to
be
golf.
I'm going to be hitting it out into the trees.
Well, we sell mulligans and strings.
Do you?
Okay, we absolutely
I'll
do.
Need a lot of those.
Okay, perfect.
I love Salem Golf as well.
Yeah?
I love Salem Golf. I'm not a fantastic golfer by any means.
Oh, so we'd be good then.
I'm actually not even a good golfer.
So we'd be a good pair.
So, but of the courses I play, I just love the old trees.
Yeah, it's a beautiful course.
It's nice. All right, so June 17th, I'm going to put that down. You have a lunch May 30th, and right around the corner, Good Friday.
Good Friday, yeah.
Good Friday prayer breakfast. There's got to be pledge cards there somewhere. If I come to the breakfast, I can pick one up and pledge my three-year contribution or whatever. Or no?
No, there's not.
There's no ask whatsoever.
I have to call Laura Moran.
There is,
the Y.
And as the development director, that kills me to say that there's not a pledge card, but we want the community to genuinely know that that's what the day is about. It's about unconditionally serving others.
All right. Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
That is cool. And of course, what a rejoiceful day, any rate. A good time for reflection. So one last question, and we have to go and let you go, and we'll get an update from you, hopefully between now and the groundbreaking. Who is a member of a Y? Is it people who live downtown, people that work downtown? Is it all over the community, or a young, old, rich,
poor? It's all over the community. Matter of fact, we have three different branches. We have one in Silverton, and we have one in Independence, and downtown Salem. We have state workers, we have families, we have single moms, we have anybody and everybody can be a member.
So much to offer and so many things coming, right?
Yeah.
That is so very exciting. Well, I want to thank you for being here today, and we'll have you back, and hopefully Sam Carroll can join you. You've been listening to Newsmakers with Brent and Dave, with Laura Moret, the development director.
So informative, too.
Yeah, it was great. So go see the vision at theyonline.org.
Very good.
And
he remembers.
See the vision. If you've caught fire, hey, give that pledge. All right. We'll see you tomorrow. We have another exciting development coming up.
All right. See you guys tomorrow.
This has been Lynn Benton Tractor's Newsmakers with Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne, presented by Les Schwab Tires and sponsored in part by Furbish, a salvage place, and Kennedy Tax Solutions. Live local talk that matters to you from the Capital Auto Group studios exclusively on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.